This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, asking you shall receive. Some of you have asked for less or fewer vaccines. Why have a COVID shot every 5 months, a flu shot that you might have to repeat again in the season? Why can't they combine the two? And originally it was difficult because they're two separate sort of technologies. With the COVID vaccine that Pfizer and Moderna have, it's an mRNA, very delicate genetic particle that has to be protected in a lipid lipoprotein envelope that gets carried into the cell to then tell the cell to make the genetic material to create these spike proteins that the cell can then emit and present to the immune system for it to learn what a spike protein is, such that when the real COVID comes, it knows to fight it. And that's that. The flu vaccine, a little simpler. It's a inactivated, killed version of the vaccine with no live vaccine, with the particles, the shell of the flu. Body sees it, gets injected, body learns it, makes an immune response. So they're two different versions. It was very difficult to do an inactivated version of COVID, but even more difficult to try to figure out how to combine the two. Well, Pfizer and Moderna promised that they would work on it, and you know that's where the money is. If you could be a pharmaceutical company that could combine flu and COVID, you got something. And it's interesting because I get my flu shot. 50% of the country does not get flu shots. They're just not into it, which was pretty, before the mandates, and before talk of the mandates, was kind of pretty consistent with the COVID vaccine acceptance. You know, you have individuals who love vaccines and they're like, you know what, I trust them, I need them, I'm going to, you know, and then you have others that are like, you know what, let me see what my natural immunity does. I don't want to risk getting a risk factor. And I understand, I appreciate both sides, you know, to each their own. It should be personal choice. But, you know, we had less than 50% enthusiasm for the COVID vaccine originally. The reason why more than 50%, I think we had, 69% of the population get it, is because there were mandates and people felt forced. But for the most part, you really kind of have already, you know, half of the population interested in getting the vaccine. When you start looking at then people that will take both vaccines, it's not 25%, you know, if you do the math. It's actually more than that. Maybe 40% might consider getting them both, but that's still, you know, way below what public officials would like. So if you simplify things and you have a combo one, that might make vaccination a little easier for those who want it. Again, never should be mandated. I don't like mandates. So Pfizer right now has already injected their first person with the 2-in-1 vaccine this week. Clinical trials have gotten underway, and they are going to recruit a total of 180 patients for this study. The Pfizer shot will have the Omicron variant, as well as 4 strains of influenza, the quadrivalent. Moderna is also testing a vaccine targeting both COVID and flu. It, I believe, is going to also include RSV. So it's going to be a triple whammy. So now we have a race of the pharmaceutical companies. This is why you need incentives. You know, people need to be incentivized. And I got to tell you, to get these vaccines and to make these, you know, suckers and to, you know, put in the time and the R&D, there needs to be a prize. There needs to be a golden egg. And I appreciate pharmaceutical companies for making these new drugs. You know how fantastic it would be to have a triple antibiotic for COVID flu or a triple vaccine for COVID flu and RSV. I'm still waiting for us to have at our houses home tests for COVID flu and RSV. I can't wait because I'm so sick and tired of people taking a COVID test. It has a false negative rate that is very confusing depending on the brand. And they go, okay, well, it's not COVID, so I must have flu or I must have bacterial pneumonia. No, it doesn't work that way. Okay, we need a better test. But if you have a test that tests for RSV, flu, COVID, that can maybe help us, especially if it's a good test and an up-to-date one. So having a vaccine could be killer. It's not going to be ready for this year's flu season. And you wonder what? If they said they were, I'd be like, it's too fast. If they're working on it this year and they're starting their phase one clinical trials, it's going to take a good year, at least. So don't expect it. Right now we have the boosters if you want them for COVID, which are the bivalent of the older wild-type vaccine and the Omicron, parts of two strains of Omicron, the components of that. And then we have the flu shot that you could use. There's the inactivated version, and then there's also the live attenuated. The live attenuated version of the flu shot cannot be given to pregnant people, cannot be given to those under two, cannot be given to any immunocompromised or vulnerable populations because it's a live attenuated, a weakened version of the flu. But a lot of people like that form because they don't have to have a shot. They could get it through their nose. And some people have good results with that. So, you know, many of you have been asking what the heck is going on. You know, how much flu do we have? How much, you know, COVID do we have? Well, COVID is, we have a lot of COVID cases. I am every day getting multiple calls by people who tested positive for COVID. The majority of them tested positive, though, at the doctor's office or either by PCR or a few days after their first negative test. So keep in mind, you know, if your fever is lower grade and not very high and your symptoms come on over a day or two as opposed to being hit all at once, you might be looking more at a COVID illness than a flu, even though both can overlap. In terms of flu, we have had close to 900,000 cases. The CDC estimates there's been at least 880,000 flu illnesses, almost 7,000 hospitalizations, and 360 deaths from flu. So we are anticipating a pretty robust, deadly flu season. Why? Flu had a chance to outsmart us. Flu was kept at bay by COVID. It didn't just go away. It watched. It evolved. And the majority of the cases thus far of flu is type A. All right. And our vaccine, especially the N3N2, our vaccine seems to be a good match according to what Australia said with their flu season. So we'll see. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering next ride.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. And big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen and Daniel, our producer today. So Stephen asks, am I going to pay Twitter to be on the platform and to be verified? I haven't decided yet. I don't really like social media. I'm on it. I just personally don't like it. I think a lot of us are waking up and we're doing something that we never really wanted to do, never really wanted to embrace. We don't trust, but we do it. And I would be at some of these trade industries meetings for radio, and people would be asking, this is early on, you know, okay, you know, what's your Twitter handle? Why aren't you doing more on, you know, Twitter or Facebook? And I'm like, well, I don't want to post pictures and I don't want people knowing about my life. And I like that little bit of privacy and I don't like this, you know, oh, it's all about me. Everybody look at me. But I found that there was some value to Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. In that, because, you know, I have a background in marketing. Yeah, my background is medicine. My background is biology. But I have a knack, and I've worked at jobs where I would assist in marketing, and I love marketing. And when you see that you have free marketing, you don't pay for Facebook. Yeah, you can pay for ads and things like that, but you know that you just have to open an account, and you have an audience. There's some value there. The problem is my accounts would get hacked. My Instagram, I'm on my third Instagram. I think I'm on my second Twitter. I just don't do much with them. I post some things, and in fact, I do a lot with Instagram only because my previous students are on there. You know, the younger generations, the younger millennials and the Gen Zs aren't really on Facebook. That's more for Gen Xs and baby boomers, and even traditionalists. But the younger generation is more about Instagram and all that. So to be in touch with my students, I was active, you know, on Instagram. But still, I don't do much with it. If you look, I only have, 1,000 or 2 followers. I don't really do much with it. And I refuse to buy followers or to keep promoting that account because it's kind of private. It just, you know, I use it to talk to the students and hang out with, you know, some of my younger friends. And I just leave it at that. So Elon Musk, if you've noticed, Twitter is off the grid in terms of the stocks. I believe he paid out everybody $54.30 a share. So some of us got a little richer when we had Twitter stock, so that was nice. And, I mean, if you bought it for less, you did pretty good. And now he's talking about introducing an $8 a month charge for a blue little check. Now, I don't want to spend money on something I don't really usually use. And if you're paying for verification, then that kind of limits. See, I thought the verification was important because of the hacking. A hacked account wouldn't have it. But somebody who's in the media, and it's their real verified account, would have it. Well, Twitter, for the longest time, wouldn't verify a lot of us radio hosts. Maybe it's because we're on a lot of conservative stations. Maybe it's because we're not on enough liberal stations. I'm on both, but it's a radio station. It's a radio station. You know, I really don't like to call a radio station liberal or conservative. But you know, for some reason, you would have people with less followers, less you know, public image getting identified, and you could tell by their posts that they lean one way versus the other. Yet a bunch of radio hosts have told me they can't even get Twitter to budge. And so now that Elon Musk has taken over, that's great, but do we really want to pay for it? I mean, $8 a month, what is that, $92, that $96 a year? I mean, $100, is it really worth it? I mean, not that much for those of us in the media, but there's is it now going to dilute what that means? So I don't know. My problem with Twitter is I guess you can only put a few words. You only have X amount of characters. And I don't know. I haven't really used Twitter to the degree to see its value. I know there's value, especially if you have a million followers. But I just don't know yet. So I'm not there. Elon Musk, though, is making a lot of waves. Some people think it's fantastic. Some people think it's a little crazy. But he is going to cut at least 50% of all Twitter jobs. He's going to introduce this $8 a month blue check mark charge for verified users. Well, remember, he needs to make money back. I mean, he's a businessman. And to be honest, okay, it's actually smart from a business standpoint. From a business standpoint, you know, those people that love their Twitter, those people that are using it for free marketing, why should it be free anymore? Why not make money? So it is a very interesting business move. And he's going to bring in tons of revenue. It's going to tick people off because people like things for free, but still. So 75%, some people originally thought that 75% were going to be cut. Some reports say 25%. So now they're saying there's going to be at least 3,700 cuts, which is about half the staff. And the mark, that blue tick that identify verified users, will go live as soon as Monday. And current blue check holders will get a grace period of some months before being forced to pay or lose the badge. So it'll be interesting. He also is going to end the work from anywhere policy. I think he's people come back to work, which to increase productivity and to, I mean, I get it. It might not be very popular, but if he thinks that the company has been losing money, and boy, did these CEOs make millions. God, there was, I mean, that it was just millions and millions of dollars. You know, I could see that. I could see why he's making those moves. He also is going to make changes to their moderation policy to promote free speech and reduce what he thinks are overzealous suspensions and bans. And there's going to be a paid video feature, kind of like OnlyFans. So he's going to monetize it, and he has every right to. It's a private company now. It's off the stock market. He needs to make money. He has to pay back his multi-billion dollar purchase price. So I get it. He has already, though, from what I've heard, banned AOC. So Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez called out Elon Musk for, quote, selling people on the idea that free speech is $8 a month subscription plan. So he, I guess, wrote back, your feedback is appreciated, now pay $8. They don't get along. And we hear that her account froze. After she, I don't know if he was, she was completely blocked, but we hear that her account froze when she kept coming at him. So this is interesting. You know, I think we personally, my personal experience is we put too much on social media. We talk about it too much. We give it too much of a platform, but society wanted that. Society didn't want to watch the news. Society didn't want to hear, you know, all the time what Don Lemon or Sean Hannity or, oh my gosh, I forgot the Gloria Vanderbilt's son. Oh my gosh, Anderson Cooper, you know, had to say, or Laura Ingraham. You know, people wanted to get their news quick, little bites. They wanted to have an audience. They wanted to share it. They wanted to gain their own sort of journalistic reputation. And that's what people wanted. So now we have something that's a beast that whether it's good or bad is here to stay for a while until, of course, there's going to be a new a plan. So, you know, one thing, though, that will be fascinating, though, is Elon Musk isn't necessarily a Republican or staunch conservative, but he is making some moves that many conservatives thought needed to be done from a, you know, labor shortage standpoint or from a work standpoint. And so, you know, making people work and, you know, at the office, it's going to be interesting to see how that works. If Twitter is able to make that work, then other companies might not be as reluctant. You know, there's this, well, we got to give the employees what they want. We got to give the employees what they want. That was all fine and dandy until these companies were making money. Now they need to pick and choose who's the most productive. And if you're productive working at home, I mean, I work at home. I see patients all the way till 10 o'clock at night. I see them at 6 in the morning. When I'm at home, I'm working. But there's a lot of individuals who aren't. And I'll also be honest, when I do work at home, I do take breaks. I work out. I walk the dog. Sometimes I take a nap. But I'm not being paid for like 8 solid hours, and I'm screwing around on the clock. I get paid for what I do. So it doesn't matter if I do that. But for those getting paid 8 solid hours, and they're doing that, you know, going shopping, running errands, at some point, employers are going to say no more. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fewer Americans are filing claims for unemployment benefits. The Labor Department reports 217,000 initial requests were filed in the week ending October 29. While millions of Americans have already cast early or mail-in ballots, millions will line up to vote next Tuesday. While they do so, many will be able to benefit from paid time off for voting, as 24 states and Washington, D.C., amid the ongoing conflict in Ukraine, the United Nations helped organize a deal that allows shipments of food and fertilizer through the Black Sea. Secretary General Antonio Guterres says they hit a historic milestone Thursday.
I'm pleased to announce that today the initiative has hit a new milestone. 10 million metric tons of grain and other foodstuffs have been shipped through the Black Sea corridor.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I must have given my father a heart attack. He actually did die of a heart attack. It was today, 8 years ago? I can't do the math. 18 years ago today, he died of a heart attack. And I drove him crazy because I was pretty independent. I lived on my own, moved out when I was 18, lived with, you know, whoever I could be a roommate with, not relationship-wise, but, you know, I didn't care if they were a guy, girl, whatever. I'd live there as long as I, you know, could afford the rent. I would jog all the time. I would go out first thing in the morning, sometimes later in the afternoon, whenever I had time during my busy, you know, work schedule, school schedule, medical school schedule, to go for a run. And when I ran, I didn't wear anything sexy or whatever. I just had, you know, I had some old gym shorts. I had a maybe a Bart Simpson t-shirt, but I'd be by myself. I would run. I didn't have a concealed carry or anything like that. And I would kind of do my thing. My father would just, you know, have a heart attack, and I would, you know, figuratively. And I think about him a lot just because today is the anniversary of his death. And, you know, I wonder if part of, you know, I always blame my mom. I don't really blame my mom, but I always kind of joke about how, you know, my mom gave him a heart attack. You know, being married to any, you know, woman in our family, you know, definitely, you know, wears and tear your, puts some wear and tear on your heart. But I wonder if I had something to do with that. That he had a daughter. He didn't really talk much. But that he had a daughter that he was always worried about. Especially since in his family there was a gang rape that happened to one of our family members. So I don't know if he always stressed or panicked about that. And when they did try to warn me, you know, don't be jogging by yourself. Don't be out there. You know, work out in a gym. But I love to run. And I would blow them off. I really loved running. It stopped when I had a ski accident and I, you know, blew my knee out. And when I just started to get busy, and after the babies, the boobs change. So I work out, and I run on a treadmill, but I don't necessarily run outside anymore, so I don't run outside. But, you know, they would always warn me, and I was like, oh, leave me alone, leave me alone. Well, we have another victim who apparently was jogging. She was near West Village, 6 a.m., running along the Hudson River, a beautiful place to run. Beautiful place for a morning run, except she was choked, raped, and robbed. And the victim was by the Hudson River Park on Pier 45. An assailant grabbed her from behind, strangled her until she passed out, removed her clothing, raped her, stole her phone, headphones, wallet, fled the scene. She's 43 years old. Luckily, she lived through this. But you know, the victim was spotted by a fellow jogger. First responders took her to a nearby hospital. And this is something that I just find so eerie, because, you know, we live in one of the most amazing countries ever, where I don't have to have my head covered. I don't have to be under a certain type of dress code, and I could jog, I could exercise. You should feel safe to be able to go for a run. But I wonder, and we've spoken about this, if young deer, right, or, you know, little young zebras or whatever, or horses, feel like they should be able to run out in the wild and be free. And, you know, if they should be able to enjoy the sun, exercise, frolic. We keep forgetting that America is a jungle. We keep forgetting that the city you're in, despite the concrete, despite the buildings, despite people wearing ties or high heels, despite all that, we are among individuals who are hunting us down. And so when you hear this, you know, and you know, people talk to me about this, and I get some of the comments they make might not be the most politically correct. But it's a conversation that we do have to have. It's a conversation we have to have, and we have to, you know, try to get past, such that we have better advice for people. You know, if this was the olden days, and you would, let's say, tell a family, you know what, you should go outside and run and exercise at first thing in the morning by yourself in a, you know, in, you know, very little clothing, right? Because they're workout clothes, and you're going to be fine. I think in the olden days, people are going to be like, are you out of your mind? How do you control people from, you know, jumping them? How do you control animals? How do you control humans from jumping the person? Well, there's going to be laws. And there's going to be laws saying that if there is somebody out there that is running, and, you know, that you don't touch them. Well, we have these laws, but we think these laws are bulletproof. We think somebody is going to go up to you, and there's going to be this invisible shield that says, nope, you can't touch him because there's a law that you would be accused of assault. So if you don't want to be accused of a felony or a misdemeanor, or have to go to jail for a few hours and then be out on no bail. Do not touch that individual. Leave them alone. And I, you know, I love the way, you know, I got to grow up where I could, you know, run. And mind you, there were areas that I would not run in. I did not feel comfortable when I lived in areas that I didn't feel comfortable. I didn't. I would work out at a gym. We had Gold's Gym nearby, so I would work out there. But I really, really miss running outside. I miss it. You know, in fact, when I was with my husband when I was pregnant the first time, we were walking around the neighborhood, and people would be driving and throwing beer bottles and things at pedestrians. It wasn't the fanciest area. It wasn't a bad area of town, but it wasn't the fanciest area. But I don't want to be hit with a beer bottle. I don't want my, you know, stomach being hit as, you know, it's holding my uterus and a baby in there. And so we had to stop walking outside at night because we just didn't think that it would probably be the most conducive to, you know, avoiding mayhem. And it shouldn't be like that. But I think it is so tragic that we want to exercise, we want to be healthy, we want to get our vitamin D, we want to be active, but we are at risk every single day, every minute of the day of somebody attacking us. And I don't want runners to stop. I don't think anybody should stop running. In fact, when that person was killed, the one that was running along a university and was abducted and killed, a bunch of runners went to run her same route, you know, to show solidarity. I thought that was fantastic. Good for them. But again, they ran in numbers. The majority of us don't run in numbers. When I would go for a run, I'd throw on my shoe. I'd be like, you know what? I could do a quick 45 minutes. You know what? Let me do it now. Throw on my shoes, stretch, put on my, I had like a Walkman at the time or my earphones, and then I would run. And it was, you know, I mean, sometimes I could do it on a regular basis, sometimes I couldn't. So, you know, do we now just, you know, or do we, you know, inform each other and are we under the pretext that, you know, if you are out there and alone, you are a victim. And rather than more times than not, you're going to be safe, more times than not, you could be attacked. I don't want to live in fear. I mean, our answer to this is we should get our act together, you know, stop crime, you know, enhance our law enforcement, have more people out there that could provide safety for us and allow those of us to be able to protect ourselves. I mean, if I had a weapon on me, you know, if somebody tried to choke me, I could shoot them. I could stab them. I could do something to protect myself. But I think we're just going about it wrong, and we're becoming victims time and time again. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We take your questions. We take your calls. We also take your comments on Facebook and Twitter or our email at drdahlia.com. Mitzi asks, when is the best time to exercise? There's two parts to this. One is the best time to exercise. She asks about health, and she also asks about safety. She says she gets hit on when she goes to the gym after work. So she prefers to go first thing in the morning because that's when the serious worker outers are. So let's talk about the health aspect of it. When is it the healthiest to exercise? Remember I told you guys there was a study saying you need to exercise after you eat? Because that's when your insulin can be lubricated and more sensitized. Such that, in fact, a lot of endocrinologists suggest that if you have diabetes, try to exercise within an hour of eating to boost that insulin and to be able to digest and absorb your food better. So you have less sugar in your bloodstream. Now, again, that means you can't eat a heavy meal. You know, somebody like, I can't exercise after I eat. I'll get cramps. Well, how much are you eating? And you aren't supposed to be eating big, heavy meals. When I grew up in the 80s, it was exercise in the morning. That your best return of investment or your best gain from that exercise, a metabolism boost, is if you exercise in the morning. And there's been a lot of studies suggesting that. Well, now we have a study that says if you exercise later in the day, it might be better. So they look at insulin resistance. This was a European study. And they found with middle-aged participants from the Netherlands Epidemiology of Obesity Study, they looked at the fat content and insulin resistance, and they found connections between the timing of exercise and insulin resistance. They said exercising in the morning did not reduce insulin resistance, but afternoon or evening exercise was more beneficial. Okay, wow. So these studies are confusing. So, you know, why would that be? Well, is it because people are exercising after they eat? Is it because, you know, some people are exercising on an empty stomach? And again, I'm pulling this out of my ear here in terms of why, because I grew up with the notion that if you exercise first thing in the morning, it could boost your immune system. But if I had to think of a biochemical reason why afternoon or evening would be better, is when I used to work out in the morning, it was before I ate. So I would be on an empty stomach. So I would have low glucose, and I would be relying on my night glucose-making stores. Now maybe that's why I was skinny, and I lost more weight. And then I would come in, I would eat a small breakfast because I wasn't that hungry, and then I would eat a small lunch, and I hardly ate dinner because I didn't have money or I didn't have time. So I was a pretty skinny person. And the concept of, okay, well, you know, I'm going to get up and work out, maybe because you are, quote-unquote, starving in a way, you don't have food in your system, you're low on glucose, maybe your metabolism does slow. Maybe your body thinks, okay, wait a second, there's no food. So we'll use whatever energy stores we have, but then we are going to need to consume any calories and any fat to make up for what we just went through this morning. Maybe after one eats, or when it's later in the day, there's not that much pressure on the body to hibernate or save up for the next time. They found an association between insulin resistance and the time of the day that participants perform moderate to vigorous physical activity. And they found if it was in the afternoon, it led to an 18% reduction in insulin resistance, and the same types of activity in the evening were linked to a 25% reduction in insulin resistance. Well, if you have less insulin resistance, you're less likely to have diabetes or have issues with your sugar. Remember, insulin is the key to the door to get the sugar from the hallway into the cell or into the room. I look at our body as an office where you have the waiting room, you have the hallway, you have the rooms, or you have the mouth, you have the bloodstream that the sugar is in, and then you've got the cells of the body or the rooms. Insulin is the key to get you from that bloodstream or hallway into the cell or the room. And in order, you could increase its sensitivity, lube it up by exercising. So that's how I look at it, and that's how I've taught you, and that's how I was taught in medical school. I went to a diabetic training course, and it was a nurse that taught me that analogy, and I thought that was fantastic. I wish I knew her name, because I really want to credit her. I just love how she worded it. I don't know if it was originally her idea, but if she didn't convey it to me, I would have never looked at diabetes that way. So when somebody says, you know, or asks, like, Mitzi, when is the best time to exercise? This is my answer to you all. It's whenever the hell you could do it. Too many times have I told patients, okay, you know, I can't exercise, Dr. Dahlia. I go, then this is what you do. Wake up a half hour earlier. Do a 10, 20-minute run then. You don't have to be working out for an hour. Wake up 30 minutes earlier. You're only losing 30 minutes of sleep. You know, get up. Splash some water on your face, brush your teeth, put on your tennis shoes, do some stretches, and run around the block for 10, 20 minutes. Well, now I can't give them that advice because who knows what is going on with crime. But I would give that, you know, I would give that advice. And if somebody said, but I can't because, you know, of my schedule, okay, then you do it in the afternoon or you do it in the evening. But you need to take 10, 20, 30 minutes, 40 minutes. You could even do longer a day to do this. If you don't go to bed without brushing your teeth, you don't go to bed without exercising. If you didn't exercise that day, you exercise before you go to bed. Now, somebody could say, well, that's not good because they might not be able to sleep. And what about their insulin resistance? What about... The problem is when somebody doesn't feel like they can get exercise in, what do? They don't exercise. And I've had people say, look, I know you're supposed to work out first thing in the morning. I don't have time first thing in the morning, so I don't work out. I go, then why don't you work out in the afternoon? Why don't you work out in the evening? Well, I'm tired. I come back from work and I'm tired. But what about going for a walk? What about walking the dog? Oh, I don't walk the dog. My husband does it. Why don't you go with him? Go with him to walk the dog. That could work out. That could qualify as a small workout. So my answer to you all is whenever you ask when is the best time to exercise, it's whenever the hell you can get it in. Because if you're going to skip it, that's a problem. Now, if you aren't going to skip it, then look at the data. Some data says first thing in the morning. Some data says late in the afternoon, evening. You know, look at your metabolic issues. You know, if you're diabetic, do what your endocrinologist suggests. If they say after you eat, you know, within an hour of eating, do it that way. But if you don't have diabetes, it's working for you, you're keeping your weight off, you're feeling healthy, and you have a regimen and with first thing in the morning, that's great. Just make sure you're protected because there's crazy people out there. Now, from a safety standpoint, I get you guys. When I worked out at the gym, I noticed that later after work, there were more of these, you know, how you doing sort of thing than first thing in the morning. First thing in the morning, I noticed they were serious people lifting out, working out, going, you know, they weren't looking to meet somebody at 6 a.m. They were looking to do their workout and start their day. After work, when the sun starts to set, that's when I had a little bit more of the, and I saw a little bit more of the flirting. Now, it could be different, but, you know, because now I work out at home and I have a gym in the neighborhood, so we don't really have that sort of vibe like the other gyms, like when I used to work out at Gold's Gym. And I picked Gold's Gym because it was less of a meat market. It was more serious people working out. It wasn't very, you know, highly decorated. It was just all about the machines, and it was all about, you know, getting stuff done. But I did notice that there was less of a, I got hit on less when it was more of a, you know, get your workout done, let's get the hell out of here, than when you were, you know, there to work out later in the day. So it's a thought, but I don't think it's you know, written in stone. The other thing is you do though want to, if you do exercise, you want to make sure there are people around. What stinks is I'm hearing that this female jogger that got attacked and raped, only one jogger helped her. And the other lady said nobody else came to help. There were tons of joggers that ran by and just left her. And they go, she looked like she was hurt and nobody stopped to ask her. Nobody cared. Everybody's starting to isolate. So you need to work out in a place where there are going to be individuals. You know, even if it's a gym employee, that will help you if you need it. But, you know, we are now, you know, in a society where if you get hurt or raped on a train, nobody will stop you. Stop them. And nobody will help you. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues,
The medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.